真理的爱。
In this, this time, I would like to share with everyone the truth of love.
在这世上，我们感受到很多很多的爱。
In this world, we experience a lot of types of love.
比如说，像父母与子女的爱。
For example, the love between mother and her child.
兄弟姐妹的爱。
Love among brothers.
亲人的爱。
Love among relatives.
甚至朋友的爱。
And also, love of friendships.
甚至夫妻的爱。
Love between spouses.
但是我们也看到有些爱的非常可怕。
And oftentimes we also experience very dreadful kinds of love.
真的叫人不敢领受。
And the type of love that we dare not.
有一些是乱爱。
Some people love aimlessly.
甚至错爱。
They love mistakenly.
尤其啊，要谈到一个人的婚姻啊。
Especially when we talk about marriage.
一个人的努力啊，看起来表现不错啊，但是婚姻失败就很麻烦了。
By one person's account, his effort looks good, but his marriage might be.
所以有很多人还没有结婚，一直很憧憬，哇，结婚不错啊，哎呦，夫妻的爱啊，什么爱啊。
That's why a lot of us has a misconception of how dreamy marriage is, how.
在还没有了解、还没有准备好的时候，你对那个爱真的很清楚吗？
Before we even prepared ourselves for it, do we really understand the concept of love?
但是每一个人呢、啊，在不同的环境里面长大。
However, every one of us was grown up in different environments.
所以造成他在各种个性、态度、观念、做法也不一样。
And that's why our ways, our perceptions, our opinions are different.
曾经在某一个国家发生过这样的事情。
Once in that country, this happened.
就是有一对青年呢、啊，在谈恋爱。
There was a couple of youth. They were in a relationship.
哇，这个男朋友啊，他心里想，我要，他真的太爱对方了。
And the boyfriend thought to himself that he loves his girlfriend.
他想要做到什么生命共同体啊？他自己的认为是这样啊。
And to the extent that he was willing to sacrifice himself.
结果他偷偷的决定了一件非常可怕的事。
So therefore, he secretly decided a very dreadful thing.
他就邀请他的女朋友到他家里吃饭。
He invited his girlfriend to his house to dine.
哎，不知道怎么搞的，吃完饭以后啊，这个女朋友就昏迷，就睡觉了。
Then after a while after the dinner, his girlfriend.
当然，他心里有这样的计划，当然用很多方法都可以叫对方昏迷的。
If you plot to do so, there's a lot of ways to make a person lose.
对，这个女朋友睡觉了。
So, the girlfriend fell asleep.
她就去厨房了，她就已经准备好这个要用的刀。
And he went to his kitchen where he prepared already a knife that he was going to use.
然后就一块一块的切下来。
And he proceeded to cut her into pieces.
然后就把它分好几袋包装，装在冰箱里面。
And he separated the pieces into different bags and put them in a freezer.
哎，想吃的时候就拿来炸，来煮，吃到里面。
And whenever he feels like it, he would take some out and.
他认为这样才能够肉溶于肉，骨溶于骨，血溶于血。
And he feels by doing so, he can truly be one with his love.
哇，经过几天以后啊，警方就查到他杀了这个女朋友。
After a couple of days, the police found out that he murdered his girlfriend.
警方就问他。
And the police asked him.
你为什么要这样做呢
？How come you did this?
为什么要夺走她的生命呢
？Why did you take her life away?
他说他想不出更好的爱的方式，就是用这种方式。
He says he cannot find a better way, and this is the best way.
这是多么可怕的方式！
This is a very scary and dreadful way.
伤害人家的生命。
To take one's life away.
让人家最疼爱的女儿就这样子毁在你的手中。
To destroy what once was a beloved daughter.
这是什么爱嘛
？What kind of love is this?
简直是这个违法暴力的这种爱，谁敢接受啊
？This is for violence and against the law.
所以世人都会凭着自己的想法来决定爱的生活爱的进行式是怎么样
People in this world will search and pursue after what they for sea blood.
但是这样的爱啊，往往经不起风吹雨打，还容易变卦。
But however, this type of love will not sustain any tribulations or changes.
所以世上没有绝对的，绝对这个世人的心中想法的那一种标准的爱。
So in this world, there isn't a model of love.
有的父母亲很爱子女啊。
A lot of parents love their children.
但是长大你要打他的时候，他不但抢这个棍子，还摔你啊，踢你啊。有的孩子后来结束父母亲的生命的也有啊。
But when they grow up, if you want to discipline them, not only they take away the method of you disciplining them, they even attack back.
所以这世界上的爱并不是真爱。
So the love on this world are not true love.
所以我们必须找寻一个真正能够带领人啊。 一直活在这个纯洁的爱，甚至让这个爱有生命、有造就、有帮助，甚至愿意接受各种操练的这种爱的生活。
So we must search for love that can sustain our life, can benefit us in our daily living.
但是从人的方向、观念这样，找不到这种真爱。
But according to human perceptions and ways, we can never find such love.
我们从圣经神的话找得到，而且可以活在当中。
According to the Bible, in the Bible, we can find such a love.
我们现在就本着圣经跟大家来介绍。
So according to the Bible now, I would like to introduce everyone such a love.
我们一起来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心。 和无愧的良心，和无伪的信心生出来的，在这里，保罗借着圣灵的启示感动他明白，这个命令的总归就是爱。
Here Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he said the goal of this command is love.
这个命令不是从人来的命令。
This command is not from human beings.
是从神来的命令。
But it's a command from God.
这个命令就是指着神的话，整本圣经神的真理。
This command is the whole words of God, the whole Bible.
所以我们命令，我们也可以说是真理的总归就是爱。
So our command to sum everything up is the goal is to love.
那这句话简单说就是真理的爱。
And simply put, it is the love of truth.
真的借着神的话才能有这样在肉身的真理的爱引导我们一直将来进天国要承受那永远真理的爱。
Only by the words of God that our physical love can one day guide us to
eternal life. 所以哥林多前书13章那边这样讲啊。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter
13, 爱是恒久忍耐啊。
Love is eternal.
然后爱是凡事包容啦。
Love is compromise.
爱是怎么样啦？凡事相信啦。
Love is always trusting.
你看那个夫妻彼此不信任啊，都互相怀疑，以为出去就要交朋友了，怎么生活嘛？
And we see a lot of distrusting couples.
所以这个爱也是凡事相信包容人呢。Love
is always trusting, always.
然后要活的爱是永无止息的，是永远的爱的进行式的。Love
will never end; it will sustain itself forever.
不是经不起考验，5分钟就断掉没有了，那就造成彼此的伤害了。
And it is not short-lived, and short-lived and cannot go through trials.
他们都讲了很多的这个爱的生活。
The Bible describes a lot of.
这些都是从神的真理面所得到、所领受的。
And all these shall be received by the truth of God.
我们一起来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的22节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
22节。
Verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此确实相爱。在这里告诉我们呢，Here
tells us,
说要顺从真理呢，
that we must obey the truth,
让真理活在我们的身心呢，so
the truth can dwell in our heart.
这会有一个好处，会洁净了我们的心，用真理道理来洗。And
the benefit we can receive from this is that we can wash our hearts.
这样的话，爱弟兄、爱姐妹就。 就没有虚假了。
By doing so, when we love our brothers and sisters, they are.
因为顺服神的真理，洁净了自己的心，心里会彼此确实相爱。
Because through the truth and the words of God, and our love will come out from it, and we can love each other.
洁净了心才会确实相爱。
When we purify our hearts, then we can love one another.
这个才是真正真理的爱的生活。
This is the true love of truth.
哎，我听到一个父亲呢，告诉我。
I've once heard a father told me.
他怎么爱他的孩子？
And how he loves his children.
因为他认为他小时候这个孩子小的时候没有爱过，很少爱。
Because he feels that he did not give this.
所以孩子长大了，他要弥补了。
Too much when he was young, and when he grows up, this father would like to repay his child by giving him more love.
反正这个做父亲的这个弟兄啊，很会赚钱呢。
And this father, he was very wealthy.
爸爸，我要买6万块的摩托车。
So the kid would ask his father for a motorcycle that costs
6,000. 好，6万块就给了。
And he would agree and gives his kid.
那个孩子要什么就给什么的。
And whatever this child asked, the father would give.
不是用真理的教导的。
And he did not teach his kid with truth.
结果有一次，孩子结交坏朋友啊，结果骑摩托车啊，车祸差一点死亡。
And because of bad friends of this child, and he got into a motorcycle accident, almost caused his life.
后来他父亲觉得，哎呦，我这种爱的方式不行啊。
And later on, this father, and thought that this kind of love.
听完了这一篇道理以后，他知道怎么做了。
And after he heard the sermon, he realized what he needed to do.
真的，我们爱对方，真的用真理的基础来去实行去做，才是真理的爱。
Indeed, we should love one another with the truth.
神在《生命记》里面这样默示训诲我们呢。
And the God in Deuteronomy tells us.
不论躺卧行走睡觉坐下你都要告诉他神的话
No matter we're sleeping, walking or doing things we should proclaim God's word
这个就是要奠定基础建立爱的生活
And this is to root our life of love
那主耶稣他也是这样讲
Jesus also tells us
我们一起来看约翰福音14章
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
14章15节。
Chapter 14, verse 15.
15节。
Verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。主耶稣在这里这样说。
Here Jesus says.
你们如果要爱我啊。
If you love me.
爱我的表现就是遵守我的真理，我的话。
That means you must obey what I command you to do.
所以我们爱神爱人都要具备有真理来建立爱的生活。
When we love man, also God, we must have prepared the truth.
离开了真理啊，这种爱啊，经不起考验的，是有目的、有手段，甚至叫人很难承受，是一个大的重担。
And the love that strays away from truth are a deceitful kind of love.
那保罗他特别提出真理的爱是要怎么样去学习生出来的
？And Paul.Specifically taught us how we can learn and acquire the truth, the love of truth.
我们再回过来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章的第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
这个保罗他的体验圣灵的感动启示，这个真理的爱是怎么样生出来的呢
？And this is Paul's inspiration by the Holy Spirit how love should.
有三个方向。
And there's three.Goals.
第一个方向从清洁的心生出来的
One that comes from a pure heart.
第二个学习方向从无愧的良心生出来的
Second way is it comes from a good conscience.
第三个方向学习是从无伪的信心生出来的
The third way it comes from is from a sincere faith.
我们先来谈这个真理的爱就是从清洁的心生出来的
First we would like to discuss that the truth of love comes from a pure heart.
一颗清洁的心呢、啊，真的会叫我们呢、啊，得到神很多蒙受的福气。
With a pure heart, we shall receive lots of blessing from God.
所以在诗篇里面，作者这样写。
As well as in Psalm.
求主为我造一颗清洁的心。
It tells us, ask God to create or put in us.
虽然我们有这个心，但是我们努力真的做到吗？还要神的保守帮助哎。
Even though we strive to acquire a pure heart, we still need God's help.
如果不注意啊，你止不住犯罪的。
And if we are not careful, then we cannot stop us from sinning.
这个你的思想、你的心灵，你一想它就来了。
Whatever, and when we every time we think about something bad.
你嫉妒别人，恨别人，批评别人，对别人不满，或种种不清洁的心就来了。
And we will rebuild and envy others, and all these bad thoughts will come if we're not careful.
那在这个时候怎么办？
What should we do at this moment?
心就不清洁了。
And at this moment, our heart will not.
这个时候的你具备有真理的爱吗？没有了。
And at this moment, you have a truth of a love of truth.
对，我们来看一下彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
这些心不清洁的人呢，就是属于不义的人呢。
And these men are unrighteous people.
那十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节说，这些人呢，心不义、心不清洁的，就好像没有灵性的人一样。
It says here that these blaspheming people are unrighteous.
生来就是畜类。
And they are like beasts.
而且就专门做败坏的事。
They do nothing but corrupted things.
我们看那个十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，行的不义就得了不义的工价，这些人喜爱白昼夜呢，他们已被玷污，没有又有瑕疵。 正与你们同坐席，就与自己的诡诈为快乐。他们满眼是淫色，止不住犯罪。引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。他们离弃正路，就走差了。以下省略啊，在这里讲啊，一个心不清洁、贪爱不义的事的人呢、啊。
Here it says, if we do not have a pure heart, we will love the corrupted things.
他们喜爱这些人的厌恶。
These people find pleasure in sin.
常常以自己的诡诈玷污这个来作为快乐。
And they will find joy in their wrongdoings.
他们满眼是淫色。
And their eyes full of adultery.
眼睛喜欢这些淫色的事，思想也是一样，行为动作也一样。
And likewise with their deeds and what they think.
这种人心不圣洁，他止不住犯罪的。
And such a people with not clean hearts, they cannot stop.
不但他自己这样，还要引诱那些心不坚固的跟着他习惯这些贪婪的事。
Not only so, they would like to lure other people to do the same thing.
所以这种人呢，天生是畜类，而且最严重，后来变成被咒诅的种类了。
So these people are like beasts, and at the end, they shall be cursed.
心里不清洁，就会离弃正路呢。
Without a pure heart, we shall go astray from the truth.
人在这种时候，如果不警醒啊。
If we are under such a situation, if we
are not careful, 要怎么洁净他的心呢?
How can we purify our hearts?
他说心中有爱，这种爱很可怕哎。
And if one person has a love, and his love is a very dreadful.
带着肉体的情欲是有目的的嘞。
And with his physical body, he has deceitful goals.
那陷入这种软弱的人，要怎么样把，要脱离啊，要能够站起来。
How can we strengthen and purify our heart again when we fall into such a situation?
我们来看那个同一章的二十节。Same
chapter, verse 20.
二十节，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们幕后的情况就比先前更不好了。在这里啊，如果 心不清洁、心不义的事，这种人就是要认识耶稣基督，才能够脱离这些污秽。
If one is unclean in heart, to escape such a corruption, he must know Jesus.
认识救主耶稣基督，就是认识真理了。
To know the Savior Jesus Christ is to know salvation.
用真理来洗涤他的心。And
with truth. It'll cleanse their heart.
重新有正直的灵，坚固的灵在他身上。
Once again, they will receive a righteous spirit.
心里一旦清洁，就可以保守他一生的行为果效。
Once their heart is purified, then their deeds shall follow on.
所以这一点很重要哎。
This is very important.
是我们自己要做的工作，不是别人帮你做的。This
is something we personally have to do.
有的人不愿意帮，不愿意人家帮他做啊，会生气的。
Some people will not like other people to do something for us.
有一次啊，有一个传道带了负责人还有信徒一起下山，要到都市访问信徒啊。
And one time, a preacher along with the board member went down to the mountain to visit members.
因为啊，在医院有人住院，要去访问，还要祷告。
Because there's members in the hospital, and so they need people to pray.
有其中有一个青年呢、啊，差不多快30岁了。
And there was a youth, around the age of 30.
他很久啊，没有下过都市。
And it was a long time before, since he went down to the mountain.
结果因为山上的路那时不大好，他们是骑摩托车下来的。
And because the rough terrain, they had to ride motorcycle down the mountain.
一到都市啊，
once they got to the city,
本来传道跟一个护士人两个人坐一台摩托车走在前面。
And originally, the preacher and the board member was on a riding on a motorcycle.
这个弟兄是在队伍的后面。
And this brother was following at the back.
哎，一边开啊。
And when he was riding his motorcycle,
看到那个路边呢有那个电线杆呢。
And he saw a electric pole on the side.
刚好有一些哈、哦、这个歌厅啊，这个什么不良场所做的海报宣传呐、啊，贴在上面很大一张。
And there were some unclean posters posted on the.
哎，经过第一个电线杆了、啊，哎。这个图画好像不一样哦。
When he passed the first pole, he thought to himself, "This poster is quite different."
他就开始转，碰到第二个电线杆，他看了一下，哎，好像真的哦。
And second pole, he looked at it again, and indeed, it's different.
因为传道负责人在那个队伍当中，他们开了五六步啊，要看清楚，有他们在旁边看不清楚，不好意思啊。
And there was about 4 to 5 motorcycles.
他就心里痒痒啊，我要看清楚到底是画什么。
And he was sort of tempted in his heart.
不是画，那个相片照的。
Another look at the picture.
放在很大的海报，所以跟见到本人一样的那种清楚。
And it was a really bad picture in a life-size form.
哎，这歪脑筋就动得很快啊，这个。
And his heart and mind started to corrupt.
他就加速啊，跑到最前面去了。
So he accelerated to the front of the pack.
然后看，哦，他们还在很远，还没出来，他就找一个电线杆了。
And when he turns back and makes sure that the people are still far away, so he searched for.
又怕去看他们赶上来，所以他开得很快，速度没减呢。
And because he was afraid that people might see him, so he accelerated.
开，就更接近电线杆了。
And he drove his way towards a pole.
等到看清楚，哇，原来是没有穿衣服的。
Saw a poster with a naked person.
他看清楚以后啊，哇，接下来就嘣啊，大车祸撞到电线杆。
And once he took a good look at the poster, he found himself in an accident.
哎，后面的传道跟护士说，哎，怎么跑那么快？那个青年怎么这样？
And the people at the back, the preacher and the board member,
可能要上小号还是什么的？为什么跑这么快？
How come he's accelerating, speeding up? Maybe he has to go to the
bathroom. 结果过了几分钟就来，哎。怎么车祸了？在电线杆底下昏迷了，流血。
So after a few minutes, they caught up with him and seeing him lying there.
他们看到就
bleeding,
看到就很紧张啊。
And they were very nervous.
哇，他们想不通啊，这个马路柏油路那么宽了，为什么会挤到这个电线杆呢？
And they were perplexed. How come the road was so wide? How can this brother crash into an electric pole?
到底这个电线杆跟他有什么仇啊？怎么这样？
What does the pole have against this brother of ours?
打电话叫救护车来了。
And they called for the ambulance.
救护车就来了，我一就送到医院了。
And they delivered him to the hospital.
本来是要去看那个信徒住在医院呢，是普通病房的，没有想到是送他到教会病房啊。
Originally, they were to visit a member in the hospital, but they did not know that the brother.
头直接先撞了，所以很严重哎。
Himself will be delivered to the hospital.
一撞就昏迷呢，一直到医院了，他们等了半个小时才醒过来呢。
He was badly hurt and he lost his conscience.
哇，这个医生也在那边急救啊。
And the doctor was trying to save him.
当然手术这个动的这个比较轻便了，所以刚好他半个小时后醒过来了。
So after 30 minutes, he woke up.
传道就问他为什么这样。
And the preacher asked him what happened.
马路那么大，你怎么会到那边去啊？
The road is so wide. How can you sway and hit a pole?
因为传道负责人他们没有注意到那个电线杆有那个，他的心不在那边嘛。
And because the board member and the preacher did not realize
what
was on the pole.
这个弟兄就讲了。
And so this brother confessed.
我现在告诉你, 我真的要悔改了。
That I would like to repent.
万一我就这样死掉，大概没有机会悔改了。And
unfortunately, if I didn't die, otherwise I would have the chance to repent.
他都对不起了。
I'm sorry.
我一直想要看那个电线杆那个海报上面呢。
He says I wanted to see the flyer posted on the pole.
所以我冲到前面去。
So I accelerated, speed up to the front.
然后我忘了减速，还是那么快。结果等到看清楚的时候，我撞上去了。
And I forgot to put on the brakes.
原来那个海报的那些女郎啊，都没有穿衣服啊。
And because I wasn't very careful because my attention was on the naked ladies on the poster.
哇，我错了。And I've 就是心里有这样想，想要看那个不应该看的，脑筋也乱想，所以崩啊！不喝。Your
heart longed after the things that you shouldn't long after. That's why you had to.
心里不清洁嘛。
Because you had an unclean heart, you have to repent.
结果他们就一起祷告了。
And they prayed together.
哇，感谢主
！Thank God.
到了隔天，医生说：“哎，严重脑震荡现象没有了。”
The next day, the doctor says that his concussion.
这个脑出血有一点出血的地方，他们再一次照的时候没有啊。That
his concussion is all healed.
哎，他出院回去以后
，after he left the hospital.
他跟传道这样讲。
He told the preacher.
传道，我以后不要到都市了。
The preacher, I will never go into the city again.
我说可以了，这个传道就告诉他可以了。
And the preacher says that's fine.
但是你不要存不清洁的心呐。
As long as you have,
你就算不到都市， 你在山上心里不清洁也是一样啊。
It doesn't matter if you are in the mountains, if you don't have a clean heart.
是是是，他说是是是是是。
And he says yes.
是清洁的心很重要啊。
It is very important to have a pure heart.
别人这样看你， 看不出来啊。
And just by looking at one another, we cannot tell.
但是啊， 神知道， 你自己也知道。
But God knows and yourself knows.
有一次以利沙先知啊， 到一个 一个苏列妇人的家里经过，在那边睡吃饭。One
time, the prophet Elisha went to a Shunammite woman's house to stay over.
做这个太太的就跟这个她的丈夫讲，这个先知是圣洁的神人呢。And
this woman told her husband that this prophet is a holy worker of God.
如果是弟兄跟你讲是你是圣洁的，那没有什么，差不多。你们两个做什么一丘之貉，谁知道啊？还是说你圣洁的？
If a friend of yours says that you are a holy man, it doesn't really matter because nobody knows what you guys do.
但是出于一个姐妹这样说，哎，这个人是圣洁的。But
out of this woman's mouth, she says that this prophet is.
就像那位苏念妇人啊，告诉她丈夫说，哎，这个神人是圣洁的神人，是以利沙先知，蒙神同在，加倍的力量在他身上啊。And
because the fact that this woman says that Elisha was a holy person and. Just cause God's dwelling on him. It doesn't matter if you open your mouth, what you think about, your heart will
know.
Just a peek from your eyes, your eyes will speak out.
一对上那个心里就触电，哦，触电了。
Once that happens, you will be. Electrified.
你对人家心里存什么想法？当眼睛一对上啊，尤其异性之间的，很容易感觉那种电波。
And whatever feeling you have for another opposite sex, sometimes it may be felt without speaking it out.
哪里有那么巧，每次都这样碰到的眼睛对上，碰到眼睛那怎么不跟别人对，不跟老人对呢？
And why is it that it's such a coincidence that your eyes will meet all the time? How come your eyes doesn't meet with another?
这么多人的地方，偏偏找一个比较适当可以扫射的眼睛，都是对到那个那什么。
And if you try to sneak peeks at other opposite sex, this is not a coincidence.
所以啊，眼睛不要乱说话啊，因为人家说有那种眼睛会说话，我是没感觉的，我不知道。And
we should not speak too much with our eyes.
那神要同工，要带领你的心要清洁呢，才会这种力量，不然哦。 你都被力量会破功啊，没有了。
To receive God's a dwelling and his abundance, we must have a pure heart.
清洁的心很重要。
It is very important to have a clean heart.
神就是要人到他的面前诚实、纯清洁的心来拜他、来服侍他、来侍奉他。
God wants us to come and before him to have a pure heart to worship him.
哎，这个约伯不简单啊，他跟眼睛立约啊，要看到神啊，看好的，不要让眼�eing跌倒啊。
Job set a covenant with his eyes that the eyes of his shall never make him sin.
我们来看那个彼得，提摩太前书第三章。
Turn back to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这里讲了，要存清洁的心。
Here we must have.
你才能够守住神的真理真道。
Then you will be able to withhold the truth.
后来保罗在后面也更加这样勉励说，同那清心的人一起做祷告，才能够脱离卑贱的事。And
later on, it tells us that when people get together with a clear conscience to pray, then we will.
所以人与人之间相处，必须要站在真理上面，活出清洁的心，才会具备有真理的爱。
And in order, when we interact with people, we must have a clear conscience and a pure heart. Then we will display the truth of love.
哎，那种爱绝对没问题了。And
that type of love is a very good love.
尤其常常会说，我们大家一起到教会，跟主耶稣在教会里面，在祷告，在听道里一起约会，这种约会最保险了。And
when we gather in the church of God in fellowship among us. These kind of fellowship are the best.
因为这样的事是出自于真理的爱里面，所借着清洁的心呢来建立的。Because
the love that we share is a true love.
那我们再来谈真理的爱是从无愧的良心出来的。And
secondly, we would like to discuss that the love that with truth comes out of a good conscience.
我们一起来看彼得前书第三章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳朵听他们的祈祷。唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由。 就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。在彼得前书第三章十二节到十六节记载。In
Second Peter chapter 3 from verse 12 to 14.
这里记载说，主耶稣的眼睛看顾义人呢。
Here says that the eyes of God will see everyone.
这个义人是从神的真理被称为义的人呢。
His eyes shall see righteous people.
主耶稣垂听他们的祷告。
And God will receive the prayer.
但是恶人，主就向他们变脸了。
But the unrighteous, God will condemn.
所以十四节说，我们为义受苦也是有福的。
That's why in verse 14 it says that it is worth it that we are suffering.
那十五节又说，心里尊主基督为圣。
Verse 13, it says that we have to elevate God in our hearts.
所以一个义人啊，他必须要热心行善，顺从真理的。That's
why a righteous person must bear these things in mind and follow the truth.
然后再来，他要有为义吃苦耐劳的精神。And
also, he has to have an attitude to sacrifice.
然后他要过一个心里尊主耶稣基督为圣的生活。Sacrifice
for the truth and also live a life. According to God's word.
这样子十六节，他就会存有无愧的良心，没有亏欠神嘞。这样的有力量的生活哎。
Then by doing so, he will have a conscience that does not rebuke him.
这一点很重要。
And this is very important.
那有些人做事真的没有良心。A
lot of people, when they interact with each one,
随便一句话就伤害别人啊。
Just say words might harm another person.
不照事实讲话。
And they do not. Tell the truth.
这种人太多。
There's a lot of such people.
真的要存着没有亏欠神的这种良心的人呢，除非他有心学习啊，才有的。
and it is very difficult to find people that have a clear conscience.
如果人家毁谤你,
when a person is rebuking,
人家批评你,
and when he despises,
人家误会你, 冤枉你,
or misunderstanding,
甚至要陷害你,
or even to sabotage you,
那你要问你自己, 你对神对得起吗? 有这个良心吗?
And at this time, we must ask ourselves, do we have a clear conscience?
如果你对神对得起啊，你不必怕他们的这些迫害。
If we have a clear conscience towards God, then we should not fear.
神会帮助你。
God will help us.
如果你对神对不起，人家这样讲了，你赶紧悔改，求神赦免呢。
If we do not have a clear conscience towards God, and the people, what these people are saying is true.
这样你就会继续努力做好，要建立一个无亏对神无亏良心的事。
Then you must repent, and by doing so, you will strive towards to have a clear conscience.
保罗是一个非常嫉恶如仇的一个传道工人，最不喜欢恶啊，嫉恶如仇啊。
Paul is an apostle that hates corrupted things.
你良心要对得起神啊，你就不能跟恶，跟这个世俗潮流文化背景去妥协的。
In order for us to have a clear conscience towards God, then we cannot be in one accord with the ways of this world.
今天神要拣选进入神的国，他不分任何国籍、任何种族。
Today God will choose people to go into His kingdom.
不管是文明进步的人，或是落后民族国家的人。
And He does not discriminate between races.
他只用真理来审判。
He will judge us by the truth.
只有这么一个方法。
He has this one way.
谁对得起真理？谁能够站在真理活？对得起神，良心过得去，神就会拣选他得救了。
Whoever can stand up with the truth and have a clear conscience towards God, then that person can.
应该是要对着真理、存着无愧的良心来生活，而不是什么文化背景、风俗潮流了、啊、什么什么。圣经哪有这样写呢？
We must pursue a clear conscience towards the truth, rather than with the ways of the world.
如果因为国家有分别，那有美国的神、台湾的神、马来西亚的神、俄国的神了、啊。
If there's distinctions between different nations, then there's different gods for each.
没有这种分别的。
There's no such distinctions.
不管是犹太人、希利尼人、化外人、野蛮人，只要领受神的救恩，都是神的子民、神的儿女了。
No matter what kind of race you are the children of God.
如果我们的后代、第二代、第三代不清楚圣经道理啊，真的有两个地方要检讨。
And if our next generation do not really understand the Bible.
就是家庭的宗教教育，父母亲有没有教？
We have to be careful if we have a good religious education in our family.
第二个地方就是教会有没有宣导最后面的道理，又培养他们呢？
We must be careful of whether the church is teaching the lessons of the Bible.
你不能说这个小孩子、学生、年轻人啊，他们没有办法接受。是真理在先还是小孩子先有？是父母先有才有小孩，怎么不尽责教育的这责任呢？
We can never make excuses to compromise the truth of God.
保罗对那些有亏良心的会说谎的他很生气哦。
And Paul condemns those who do not have a clear conscience or deceit.
神也是嫉恶的神呢，他不会跟恶妥协的。
God is a jealous God. He will neverstrike a deal with the simple people.
我们看这个保罗对于那个没有良心的人呢、啊，有什么样的看法
？And let's look at how Paul perceives those unrighteous, those who do not have a clear conscience.
我们来看一下提摩太前书第四章。
Turn to First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章的第一节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节圣灵明说，在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。保罗在这里说
，Paul here tells us，
圣灵明说就是他从圣灵得到的启示，神的带领这样讲。
And with the revelation of the Holy Spirit，
说在后来啊，必有人离弃真道。
That in the later time, some will abandon the faith.
那些人随从引诱人的邪灵跟鬼魔的道理啊，所以才会有这种不对的思想，昧着良心做事的话跟事。
And these people will follow the deceiving spirits, and that's why they will have a corrupted deed.
第二节说这种人呢、啊、是说谎人的假冒。
In verse 2, it tells us that these teachings come through hypocritical liars.
这种人的良心呢、啊、被那个红红的铁啊。 给烫伤烧焦了，根本没有良心可以讲。
And these people described here, even their conscience, even though they are seated,
为什么缺乏良心？
It will be numb to it.
为什么亏欠神？
Why don't they have a clear
conscience? 就是在第一节讲的离弃正道。
It's because in verse 1 it says that they have abandoned the faith.
随从世俗文化成背景潮流种种的离开圣经了。
And follow the ways of the society of this culture.
所以这种是对神就良心亏欠。
And these people will not have a clear conscience.
所以这个保罗啊，就勉励这个年轻的提摩太。
And Paul encouraged a young Timothy.
说你要在神面前做一个无愧、心中无愧的一个工人。
That you must have a clear conscience, be a worker in front of God.
也就是良心要对得起神的工人。
That our conscience will be able to stand up.
保罗他的体验，他所做的真的就是这样。
This is Paul's experience, and this is his daily.
神借着他行了很多的医病赶鬼，种种的神迹见证。
Through him, God performed lots of miracles and healings.
他又将神的道理阐明得这么清楚，建立更多的教会。
And also, he clearly proclaimed the words of God to establish lots of churches.
更多的人接受宝贵的真理。
Many people received this precious gospel.
成为神的儿女。
And turned into the children of God.
啊，做事情就是存着无愧的良心来面对神的。
Whatever he does it with him.Clear conscience towards God.
我们来看一下罗马书第九章。
Turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第九章的第一节。
Chapter 9 verse 1.
第一节，我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，如我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。这里讲得很清楚。
Here clearly tells us.
这个人真的是一直以无愧的良心在耶稣基督里面说真话。
That this, him, he has not been lying, and his conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit.
他不说谎言的。
He never lies.
他说我的良心是被圣灵感动，圣灵可以给我做见证的。
He tells us that his conscience is confirmed by the Holy Spirit.
我们讲话做事能够做到这样吗？
And in our deeds, in our words, can we attain such a level?
如果能感谢主。
If we can, then thank God.
我们就是应该要这样生活，像保罗他效法耶稣基督一样。
This is the life that we must imitate.
但是在我们的生活当中有太多这些谎言，昧着良心做事，怎么可以对得起神呢？
But in our daily living in the society, there's a lot of deceitful ways, and there's a lot of lying.
有一次我访问到一个二十几年的那一户家里没有回来教会啊。
And one time I visited a family that for 20 some years never came to church.
刚好爸爸妈妈也在。
And their parents was there.
哎，这个他的女儿也在。
And the daughter was there.
孙子有三个。
And the grandchildren, they have three.
爸爸妈妈都六十几岁，快七十岁了。
But the grandparents are around 60 years old.
那我们到那边谈一谈以后一起祷告。
And when we got there,we prayed.
哇，感谢主，有几个得圣灵。
And thank God that a few of them received the
Holy Spirit. 圣灵跑掉二十几年了。
They've lost the Holy Spirit for about 20 years.
后来他们就决定要回来，归向神，归向教会。
And at the end, they decided to come back to the true church.
让一个人回头不简单呢。
But it's hard to guide a person.
真的要神的圣灵在当中做工哎。
It requires the working of the God's Spirit.
后来那位女儿啊，她就说：“好，我一定要悔改了，回去教会了。”
And the daughter was determined to go back to church.
结果他们答应说，这个礼拜五、礼拜六都要来参加了。
And they agreed with us that they will come Fridays and Saturdays.
隔天聚会晚上，我一面讲到，我一面一直在找，哎，看到他的父母亲，那个女儿不在。
But however, the next day during this service, I particularly tried to look for them.
哎，礼拜五上下午聚会，他的父母亲来了，就是那个女儿不在。
And I could not see them; only their parents were there.
后来我就问他的爸爸。
And I asked.
哎，你女儿不是说要来吗？怎么说？昨天痛哭流涕悔改说要来啊，又得圣灵了。
Didn't your daughter was determined to come back to church last night?
他爸爸说：“对呀，她也跟我说要来啊，这个女儿就不听话。”
And her father.Yes, indeed, she was determined to go come back to church.
他们夫妻就回到家里了。
And the father and the mother went back home.
回到家里啊，不久女儿也回来了。
Shortly after, the daughter came back home as well.
这个父亲就讲话,
so the father asked the daughter,
你不是答应传道，答应神说要悔改了吗？要来聚会传道，在找你，没有看到你啊。
Didn't you agree to the preacher and to God that you will go back to church?
她这个女儿就开始准备讲理由了。And
this daughter was about to
才没有讲两三句，她的嘴巴从这里歪到这里来了。
Was about to give her excuse and not into a few words.
好痛苦啊，不能讲话。
Her mouth was shifted to the one side and she could not talk.
爸爸就讲，你看看，你骗神了，你都没有骗传道了。
And the father told her, look, this is what happens when you're lying towards God.
看到这个情形，他们也慌了。
And when they saw this, they were really nervous.
哇，这个爸爸就跟他说，哎，你要悔改，传道说要悔改的。
And the father immediately told her that you must.
他们就跪下来祷告。
And they knelt down to pray.
祷告很久哎。
And they prayed for a long time.
祷告完了以后，那个女儿的嘴巴回来了。
After the prayer, the daughter's mouth was.
你做事情啊，愧对良心，愧对神啊，你看看怎么站立嘛。
And if we do things in against God's will, and we do not have a.
神爱你，马上提醒你哦。 他爱你，他要管教，提醒你啊！
If God loves us, He will right away remind us.
你真的愧对良心，愧对神做事都没有发生事情啊！你要哭啊！神开始不要你哦，让你一直这样下去哦，将来成为魔鬼之子哦。If
we do not get the lessons and the reminder of God, then we must take warning because God is about to leave.
保罗说，在基督里说真话，有良心，圣灵为我做见证啊！ 要活到这样的地步，才能够啊，常常啊，与神同在。
Paul claimed that he never lies, and his conscience is confirmed by the Holy Spirit. This is the goal that we must.
如果有无愧的良心呢，你所守住的道理，你要建立爱的生活，大家就会彼此享受这样的爱的付出生命。
If we have a clear conscience and we would like to establish a life of love, then we will have a very happy encounters with everyone.
感谢主啊，后来他们全家就回来教会了，才能够具备有这个资格建立这个真理的爱的生活。
So with a clear conscience, then we have the opportunity to establish a true love.
我们再来谈这个无为确实的信心，才能够建立爱真理的爱的生活。
Lastly, let's discuss the sincere faith that establishes true love.
在希伯来书11章的第1节、第6节里面，我们这样可以看到。
In Hebrews, it tells us,
说人要有信心才能够见主的这个神的面呢。
For a person to see the face of God, he has to have faith.
才能够得到神的喜悦。
Then he will be able to receive.
才能够从神领受各样的赏赐。
Then he will receive the different blessings.
这个就是要具备有无伪确实的信心。
This is to prepare us to have a sincere faith.
所以保罗在罗马书也是这样劝勉的。
And also Paul encouraged us in the book of Romans.
我们来看罗马书14章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的14章。
Romans chapter 14.
14章的22节。
Verse 22.
22节， 你有信心就当在神面前守着，人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责就有福了。这里这样讲了。Here
tells us，
是你有信心了，在神的面前就应当守住这个信心所付出的这个所有一切的动作。Here
he says, if we have faith in God, we must keep all those the deeds.
那你想要建立一个。 这个真理的爱的生活，就必须要有信心，付出接受各样的劳苦操练，去照着真理去行了。
In order for us to establish the love that has the truth in it, we must, according to our faith, go through and persist.
那我们这样子做，心里没有自责，就有福了。
And if we do so, and we do not have any rebukes.
这是彼得前书第5章的7节到9节里面这样告诉我们的。
First Peter tells us.
彼得前书5章7节到9节告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 to 9 it tells us.
To 9. 在这里面清楚告诉我们了。
It clearly tells us.
说魔鬼像吼叫的狮子一样要吞吃我们呢。
That the Satan is like the roaring.
我们用什么来抵挡他？
that will devour us, and how can we defeat it? And it tells us that we must defeat it by a established faith.
这一点很重要啊。
And that is very important.
一个付出于真理的爱是不求回报的。
The true love will never ask for anything.
他如果信仰软弱，我们要带领他，你要有真理的爱带领他，要忍耐啊。
And we must have patience to guide, guide it.
你不能说这个信徒软弱遇到困难了，他你一次访问他不来，哎呀算了，交给魔鬼了，不管你了，这什么爱嘛？
If there's a weak member and we just give up on this person really easily and give it to Satan.
你这种爱根本没有信心忍耐嘛？
And what kind of love is this?
你怎么随便审判呢？你是什么？不是？
We cannot. Judgment,
一个真的有信心建立真理爱的生活的人呢？
If a person who is truly possesses the love that is true,
你就要跟他同走那个患难，陪着他一起祷告，陪着他引导他，用真理带领他，带领到他经过以后，你就可以再去关心别的人了。
Then that person will walk the difficult path with weak members, and towards.
他已经很软弱、痛苦了，已经受到很大的困难了。
And if a person is going under sorrows and very weak,
那种感觉就好像他站在悬崖旁边了。
And that kind of feeling is like standing right next to a cliff.
本来你要去关怀他，走到悬崖的旁边，问他：“哎呀，要赶快啊，这个要重拾这个信心了，赶快站起来啊！”
If we want to help him, we will go next to the cliff to ask him and offer him our help.
就因为你不忍耐，没有真理的爱的这种知识认识。
And because that you lack in the patience from it, true love.
用手或用脚把他踹一下、推一下，提早到悬崖里面死掉，那是将来神要审判你了。
And accidentally you will push him off the cliff.
所以我们真的在各样的事上要用坚固的信心来抵挡一切。
So in all things we must use a sincere faith to defeat all of our.
因为能够有无畏切实的信心呢，会成为一个不是沉沦的人呢。
In order for us not to be condemned, we must have a sincere faith.
我们一起来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第十章。
Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章39节。
Verse 39.
39节。 我们却不是退后入沉沦的那种人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。我们要做一个无为、确实有信心的人，最后灵魂得救的人。We
must be those who believe and are saved at the end.
这种人就是要在真理的爱里面生活、努力学习，最后才会成为灵魂得救的人呢。
And these people are those who receive their lessons. And in pursuing after the true love, and at the end they shall.
主耶稣爱我们是爱到底的。
Jesus Christ loved us till the end.
他为了忍受这个十字架上的苦楚、哥哥他山路的这种折磨逼迫。
And for us, he suffered the path to his crucifixion.
最后成为人类的得救的根源了。
And at the end, he became the source. Of our salvation now.
所以他这种无畏确实的信心，顺服以至于死，完成了这个救恩的工作。
And because of his sincere faith, at the end he completed the work of salvation.
耶稣也是要我们这样学他，要能够成为灵魂以致得救的人，不是入沉沦的下地狱的人呢。
Jesus wants us to imitate him, and he does not want us to be those who shrink back and are destroyed, rather those who believe in our Savior.
我们请看希伯来书第五章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章的第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse
7. 基督在肉体的时候，即大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成为成了永远得救的根源。这里讲得很清楚。
Here is clearly written.
所以我们也要成为一个得救的人呢。That
we must become a person who will be saved.
最基本的学习就是要存有一颗无畏确实的信心，要来建立一个有真理爱的生活。Most
basic thing that we should search after is a sincere faith, so we can receive.
有一次，小弟在传道房啊，凌晨2:30接到一通电话。
And one time. 2 a.m. in the morning in my room.
刚好是冬天那一年下雪很厉害，所以会下霜啊。
And I received a phone call, and it was during the winter time, and it was snowing.
所以这个凌晨的半夜啊，也是很冷啊，一定要加很多衣服啊。
It was really cold outside because it was 2 a.m. in the morning.
我接到那通电话，一个弟兄打电话来了。
I received a telephone call from a brother.
他说：“田传道，对不起。”
He says, I apologize to you, preacher.
我这个打电话是希望没有吵到你的安宁啊。
Hopefully, I did not disrupt your resting.
他说没有，当然我说是啊，没有。
And I told him, no, you're not disturbing me.
然后说我告诉你这件事，你不一定要现在来。
And he said, I will tell you this, but you do not necessarily have to come now.
他就跟我讲了。
He told me.
他有一个女儿，3岁半。
He has a daughter, three and a half years old.
哇，不知道患一个毛病，不晓得那种病叫什么。
And she contracted some type of illness.
第一天还不觉得。
But they did not realize it in the first
白天不睡觉，晚上也不睡，一直哭啊。
She did not go to sleep during the daytime, nor did
他们想说哭累了可能会睡着了。
She keeps on crying, but they thought to
第二天白天还是要一直哭。
That after she cries, she will rest, but second day she continues to cry.
第二天晚上就送到小医院了去治疗。
So the second day they brought her to the hospital.
医生就给她打针，又给她那个安宁药，小部这个小部分的。
And the doctor gave her a shot and also gave her sleeping drugs.
针也打了，药也给了。
And after that,
第二个晚上还是一样都没有睡，已经两天两夜不睡了。
The third night, the baby still cannot go to sleep.
第三天送到大医院了。
Third day, they brought her to a bigger hospital.
而且人家介绍是这个有关神经方面的这个医学博士，不知道留学哪一个国家得到的。
And they brought her to a very famous doctor.
给他看嘛，怎么样了？什么仪器来了？还是不睡。
And after they tried to diagnose her, she still cannot.
连续3天3夜不睡。
Continuously for 3 days and nights.
他们怎么祷告啊，都没有办法哎。
And even after praying to God, the problem is still.
有的没有办法上班呐，没办法睡嘛，为了这个孩子。
Because of their child, they cannot go to work.
兄弟姐妹多，这个弟兄是比较大的孩子，他爸爸妈妈也在，加起来差不多21、22个人的一个大家庭啊。
All the relatives came together, about 21 person or so.
我到了第4天呢，才忍不住啊。 什么事情不打，偏偏凌晨2点半来打了。
And so the fourth day, they cannot bear it anymore, and they call me 2 o'clock in the morning.
那天传道，对不起，我只是让你知道，你不一定要现在来。
And they told me that, apologize for calling this late. You don't have to really come right now.
他这句话讲得非常温柔哎。
And he said it in a very gentle fashion.
就是太温柔啊，所以我才很难决定啊。
It's because it's too gentle and too soft, and it was really.
我说不去啊，我就良心呐，信心就对不起神呐。
And if I don't go to help them, then my conscience will reveal.
温柔的慈声啊。And
his gentle call.
我告诉你，你现在不一定要来。
And he says, I will tell you, but you do not necessarily have to.
平安，对不起，平安。
Peace to you. I'm sorry for calling.
听完了，我毫不犹豫啊，衣服就穿了。
After the telephone call, I put on my coat.
然后真的冷哎。
It was really cold outside.
这个猫狗都在睡啊，这个时候起来，你看。
Even the dogs and the cats are sleeping.
我就从楼上下来，到一会儿就拿车子就开去了。
And I came down from the stairs and get out on my
car. 哇，热闹啊，家里啊。
And To my surprising, there.
21个人在那边祷告，为了这个3岁半的小女孩啊。
When I got there, there was 21 so people there trying to pray for.
但是我看他们很团结。
This child, and I saw the coordinates.
会寻求神哎。
And they had the heart.
寻求神的仆人一起来参与这件事。
And they even asked the worker of God to help.
有些信徒家里有事，有的生病，不敢跟教会讲嘞，哎，不要讲哦，太邪了，不好意思，丢脸了。
Some of our members, when they encounter troubles in their family, they do not have the faith to ask for help.
寻求神有什么丢脸吗？那你不要信主嘛。
And why is it embarrassing to ask for God's help?
你是家里有困难，有人生病，有什么，你要跟教会讲，大家去关心呢。
When you are in trouble, we are all here for to help.
这样才能够显现出过红海的信心呢，这个甚至打退这个亚玛力人的这种信心呢。
Then we will have a chance to display our faith.
一到那边呢，他们就停止祷告。
Once I got there, they stopped praying.
后来我就了解了。
And I came to understand.
他们已经祷告四天四夜了。
That they have been praying for 4 days and 4 nights.
所以我也忘记天气都冷了，哇！愿意跟他们一起在这个祷告上求主加添给我们信心了。
So I was willing to, even though it's cold, I did not mind, and I wanted to pray.
那我们就一起祷告。
Doesn't matter if it's
cold. 从阿公阿嬷、兄弟姐妹到那个孙子啊。
From grandparents to their parents to the grandchild.
后来在祷告中啊，这个孩子的妈妈抱着他。
And during their prayer, during this prayer, the mother was holding.
一直哭，我抱着那个孩子哭的，哭到已经没有声音，一直这样。
She kept on crying to the point that she had no voice to cry anymore.
人也会死呢，身体疲劳，这样会死呢。
If she continues to cry, she might.
什么博士医生啊，跟博土啊，都没办法医治的。
It doesn't matter how famous the doctor, they cannot heal her.
这种事情真的人没办法啊。
And if we encounter such a thing,
哎，真的是靠着天上的主宰。
Only by relying on the heavenly Father.
哎，有些小事情啊，这些医生他们有他们的专长，你祷告。 求神给医生智慧，不要配错药，打错针了，也是可以好好，神也会帮助啊。Sometimes
we can even pray to God so that God can give our doctors knowledge.
但是有很多的这个疾病，医生也是不知道啊。But
a lot of illnesses, human doctors.
而且这个病越来越改变，以前的病是贫穷的病，现在是营养的病，复杂的病，甚至找不到学名的病。And
before the illnesses are from poverty, and now. Our illnesses are from the fact that we live a good of a life.
按手在这个小妹妹的头上。
And in the prayer, I laid my hand on the
little girl.
She was struggling and crying.
我们祷告半个小时啊。
We prayed for 30 minutes.
差不多祷告十分钟啊，这个孩子的声音就啊。And
10 minutes into our prayer, the crying starts to die down.
安静下来呢,
she starts to quiet down.
哦，她睡得好舒服啊。
And she fell into.
哇，大家听到孩子的声音不见了，就认真祷告的。
And when we heard that she was sleeping.
祷告了半个小时起来啊，大家看到孩子都睡着了。
Prayed more fervently, and we prayed for
30 minutes. 他们全家很感激啊。
When we stopped, she was sleeping, and everyone was
very
thankful.
来关心一起祷告。
And they thank. The preacher for coming.
我说，不要谢谢我，谢谢天上的神啊。And
I said, do not thank me, thank God.
哇，对不起，让你睡觉睡到一半了。And
they apologized that to disrupt me.
他们说要煮什么东西热一热了，因为我们台湾煮东西热一热是大餐的，所以我说不用了，不用了。And
they wanted to offer me a hot meal.
如果这里的起来啊，说要叫是热热一下东西吃，那个可以啊，不像台湾是大餐的，这里可以随便嘛。
It is really easy for us here to heat something up, but
I said no, and I turned. When
I first got there, I was very cold because the time of the morning.
台湾睡觉没有暖气啊，所以那个也是一种冷的考验啊。And
in Taiwan, there was no.
这跟外面冷啊，里面像夏天了，放冷气像夏天了。And
right here in the United States, it's cold outside, but in our room.
哇！但是我走出去的时候，我不冷了。But
once I walked out of the house, I was not cold anymore.
看到他们的信心，正面的团结，二十一个人的这样的信心团结，我心里很火热。I
saw their faith, their fervency, and I was very fervent.
感谢主，这个家里有真理的爱，一起共同关心家里的一个小子。
Thank God that in this family, they experience the caring of God.
所以我心里火热，一直热到外面来啊！哇，我还脱一件衣服啊，走路回去，不，开车回去，回教会。
And I was very hot because of that, and I even took off
my coat. 哇，从这个家庭看到他们无畏确实的信心建立在真理的爱的生活里面。
And from this family, I saw, through sincere faith, the true love was displayed in their family.
真的会彼此让大家这几代啊得到很好的造就。
And it was very beneficial to everyone.
所以我们说啊，真理爱的生活要从哪里建立起来呢？
So when we ask the question, where or how can we establish this love?
从清洁的心生出来。
It is from a pure heart.
从无愧的良心生出来。
It is from a good conscience.
从无伪的信心生出来。
It comes from a sincere faith.
这样的真理的爱的生活才是有神同在，有根基，有力量。
And by having all of these, then we will have a life that experiences true love.
愿神能祝福我们大家。
May God bless us all.
家道丰富不在乎外在的物质。
And we should not lack in any materialistic things.
而是在乎神的同在、真理、圣灵的能力。
The important thing is not materialistic things, but rather in the
从刚刚所谈的这三个方向，可以建立更美好的真理的。基督化爱的生活家庭。
And from the three methods that we've described will cause us to have a better loving life.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.